As a general rule, I prefer things that are easy over difficult things. Now, it could just be that I'm lazy, but I don't think so. I think this is something that is innate to most of us, if not all of us. Just look at our food. We invented food that's called fast so that we can eat more easily. You don't even have to get out of your car. We live in a culture that, having decided that actually melting cheese over pasta was just a little bit too difficult, decided to create this little orange powder that you just mix in and it turns into cheese almost magically, or cheese-like substance at least. And if that wasn't enough, we said, this boiling water for noodles thing takes far too long. So let's just throw some water in a bowl with some noodles and stick it in the microwave. I think it's safe to say that a society that has created something called Easy Mac and Minute Ramen has an abiding interest in making things easy. We like things that seem easy. And so we might jump at the closing words in this morning's gospel. After all, Jesus is offering something that he indeed calls easy. That is light, that doesn't take seemingly a lot of effort. It's a welcome change from what we're used to. When I was in college, in one of my classes, we had to watch a short video about rats. It was made by several psychologists. They had these rats housed in this plexiglass cube, and they were fed once a day. And they talked about the psychology of what would happen during feeding time. The moment that their food was set inside their glass cage, the rats would crawl over one another, pushing and striving, desperate to get some of the food, lest the others in the cage eat it all before they managed to get a little bit of it. They clawed and scratched and crawled over each other, and in the background, one of the lab assistants can be overheard, seemingly oblivious to the live camera and mic, staring at this tangled mass of fervent desire to get something and saying, "Is this really how life is?" The yoke that we see, that we endure in this life can be similar, can feel similar sometimes to that video. This is the yoke that Jesus is asking us to put down. In order to accept Jesus' invitation of the new yoke, the easy yoke, we have to leave behind this yoke that wears us down and makes our lives feel as if they are made out of lead, that gives us so little rest that there might as well be none. We toil under this yoke of expectation, of hair-pulling, striving competition with each other to scrape out our little portion in the world, because we think that if we don't, then someone else is going to take it from us. We push against everyone else, and so it seems like we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. And in this morning's gospel, Jesus promises us something that is easy, that is light, and we say, by all means, bring it on. And yet, this is Jesus, who has seemingly chosen the harder way at every turn. This is the same Jesus who said that we should take the narrow path rather than the wide thoroughfare. And this is the same Jesus who has said that he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. This is the same Jesus who will set a course from this moment in the gospel on a path that leads to eventual betrayal, arrest, and ultimately the cross. Knowing all of this, we should stop a moment and really think about what Jesus' concept of easy is, because it rather seems that what Jesus means by easy is not exactly easy Mac, easy. No, this is a different kind of easy. It's easy in the way that a kind person has a smile that comes out as easily as breathing. It's easy like a rose-painted dawn morning that fills the heart with hope that a new day means new possibility. Jesus explains it to us. "I am meek and lowly of heart," the gospel reads. "I'm not here to cast aspersions." Jesus tells us, "I've walked in your shoes. I've felt the weight of your yoke. So now, here, I'm making it so that you can put that down and take mine." It's a different yoke. A yoke of forgiveness. A yoke of grace. A yoke of love and compassion rather than competition and striving. A yoke of relationship. Jesus offers us a yoke that promises that God is working for us, with us, that everything is not solely dependent on us. This yoke that Jesus offers is light, because there is no need for us to push, to strive against everyone else. Instead, we move together, along with God, along with Jesus, and each other as brothers and sisters. This yoke is sort of like the sea shanties my father used to hum. I remember he would hum them when he did chores, such as dishes or sweeping. At first, I assumed it was just that these songs were just constantly stuck in his head, or that it was just part of his almost pirate-like mystique. But then one day he explained it to me. Those sea songs that sailors sang, he said, were really important. They kept people pulling together in time to get the best, most efficient work, to work toward a common goal the best way that they could. And as they sang, the better they sang, the more they sang, the more they could pull together rather than pulling separately. I said, well, then why do you hum them? Said, I hum these sea shanties to remember that we're pulling together. Even if I'm sweeping alone, that I'm working together with you, with our family, with everyone, towards something. And it makes the work go faster. "I have an idea," he said to me. And I got worried because I knew it was coming. "You should try it. Here's a broom. Help me sweep the kitchen." As we swept, we began to sing one of Dad's favorites. Turns out, it made it pretty easy. Before we begin the Eucharist in a few moments, our celebrant will say the comfortable words, which begin, "Come all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you." The yoke that Jesus offers us today in today's gospel, the yoke of relationship with God, of forgiveness and love, of new and unending life, is the whole reason that Jesus came down. As he reminds his disciples elsewhere in the gospel, "I came that you might have life, and have it abundantly." Every time we receive communion, we take Jesus in, and in doing so, we are binding ourselves more closely in this yoke, the body of Christ. And in doing so, it makes our hearts, like Jesus' heart, more gentle. Our hearts, like Jesus' heart, more humble. Really, all we have to do is come to the altar, kneel, put out our hands in supplication, and receive. Really, it's pretty easy. Amen.